Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
It's just a little bit frustrating, but I should know better. While you were gone away on vacation, I brought some yogurt, left it in the fridge. Because I figured, you know, I'm just going to eat the yogurt here every day anyway. And two of them, overnight, the first night went missing. So I went from 8 to 6 just like that. And when I came in, so my first one was the third one out of the 8 that I had purchased. You ate one of my yogurts when you came back.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, because I figured, you know, you just came back from this long exotic vacation. You hadn't had a chance to go to the grocery store, so you needed a yogurt.
No, I totally I would never eat someone's food from the fridge.
It's
ever,
fine.
Ever.
It's fine.
So I must have mistaken. Well, you know,
honestly,
what the problem is.
What's the problem?
Well, that we buy the same yogurt.
I guess. Yeah, that's got
to
be it.
We need to buy different brands of yogurt. We need to not. Okay, I'll switch. I will switch my brand because I didn't. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I don't know why you apologize so much. You shouldn't do that. You should not.
You're right. Yeah. Actually, you're right.
I know.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to switch yogurt brands because I don't want to mistakenly consume your curded dairy product anymore.
Trust me. I'm not bringing yogurt to the fridge anymore. I'm not. But what I did do over the last week or so is leave a carton of milk in the fridge so that I could have it with cereal in the morning when I got to work. It's just the easiest thing to do in a very busy time. And I thought yesterday, when I picked up the milk, it was a little lighter than it had been on Friday, but whatever. This morning, I knew that I had enough cereal left in my box for one bowl and enough milk left in my carton to put on that cereal for the final bowl from the box. Perfect little marriage, right? You got enough milk to get through the entire box of cereal. And I picked up that carton from the fridge this morning. Not only did somebody consume the milk, but they put the empty carton back in the fridge.
Well, then you, Sherlock, have now just eliminated 50% of the population as to who's the culprit, because only people with penises put empty containers back into the fridge.
That's fine.
So the search is on.
There are a lot of penises in the building in the morning. There are very few women.
I can solve this for you.
How can you solve it? I figured out a fix, but what's your solution?
I watched you throw an empty carton of milk across the kitchen and say bad words.
I did say, and I was throwing it to the recycling box.
Okay, which was across the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure that my story is straight here.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You send a group email to everybody who works here, and you say, I hope person with penis who put the empty container of milk, which I purchased for my cereal, back into the staff fridge, that you enjoyed that milk because I licked the entire top of the container and then I rubbed it on other parts of my body before I put it in the fridge.
It's not bad.
Because I knew that one of you jerkwads was going to drink it. So you drank a whole bunch of my sweat and I hope you liked it. And it won't ever happen again.
It won't ever happen again because that's it. There will be nothing, absolutely nothing I ever leave. And again, I knew coming in, like with the yogurt the other week.
I'm so sorry. I feel horrible. Do you know, I have like, I just put a whole bunch of that yogurt brand that we like, that we both seem to buy in the fridge. So please help yourself to that yogurt because I feel terrible.
I shan't ever eat somebody else's food from the fridge.
I didn't mean to. I honestly thought that that was my yogurt.
That's a whole new level of
I did not drink
workplace fouls right there.
I did not put it back in the fridge because
I
don't have a penis.
That's fine.
Nor do I drink milk.
I just took all the little milk cups that they give us for coffee and filled up my cereal bowl with those.
We all know exactly who drank your milk, right?
I'm pretty sure I know. Yeah,
yeah.
He's
know.
The guy that works on our sister station,
yeah.
Reads the news in the morning.
We know who did it.
Yeah.
He is always the kitchen culprit.
I should go and have a chat with him.
You should.
Between traffic ones.
Don't do that. Here's what you need to do. You prepare the email that says you rubbed it on your parts.
Right.
Then you tell me when to, then you run down the hall to the newsroom,
yeah,
and watch, and then I'll send it so you get to see his reaction when he knows that he drank your sweaty parts.
Do you really think he'd react? I don't think he feels
disgusting.
Any of the guilt.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you put it back empty. Just chuck it. Just you finish the milk, throw it away.
Because he's reached a certain level of douchewagonry and he's going to stay there. That's
so
people.
Offside.
You're either a jerk or you're not.
Wow, that's it? Those are the only two lines?
Well,
okay.
When it comes to stealing milk, I'm apologetic about stealing yogurt. I apologize for that.
Again, it's all good. There will be no more of my food in the fridge. Anyway, the milk complete offside workplace foul right there.
I think you need to go maybe tell that to the newsroom so they can prepare for to bring their own milk, because that seems to be who's taking it. Well, saying there's be no more. I don't care if you put food in the fridge or not. I mean, other than the odd yogurt that I apparently pilfered. So sorry.
The case of the pilfered yogurt. I wish that had been a Hardy Boys book when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.